Hey everyone, this is Dr. Kevin Elko with the Monday Morning Cup of Inspiration, Kindness. Have you noticed out there there's a shortage of kindness? And I'll tell you what I realized the other day as I was sending out books, autographed books. It's easier to say them, but it's not so easy to say us. It's so easy to look out and judge and have some ideas how they can get better. But I want to be kinder. I am more human than I care to admit at times, being frustrated and challenged. I'm not who I want to be. I'm just so thankful to God I'm not what I used to be. So I'm shipping books with a gentleman at the FedEx here, and he's from Venezuela, an unbelievable guy, an unbelievable man. And I'm shipping a lot of books, like 400 books, because I'm speaking at a big conference. And I see a man coming behind me, and I'm going, this man is not happy. I better let him go in front of me. And he was just so nasty to this man behind the counter who came here from Venezuela. Just nasty. He was nasty even before the guy could do anything wrong, and he didn't get to do anything wrong. And I'm just watching this, and I'm thinking to myself, look at that, and do your best not to be that. That's what we have to do when somebody's rude or nasty, even to us. Just, I'm going to try not to be that. Another woman was watching. I let her go too. And they didn't have something that she wanted. She condemned the man, said, boy, that was so rude. But then when they didn't have what she wanted, she was worse than him. She was just not nice. I thought a minute ago, you were talking about how nasty people are. It was easy to say how nasty he was. It is so easy for all of us, including me, to focus on the speck in our brother's sister's eye and not the log in our own. It's a pastime. So finally he shipped my books, and I just loved him. He came to this country. He plays guitar and piano in a church. First came to Huntsville, Alabama. Now he's here in my hometown of Pittsburgh. And we just prayed together. He's going to be my lifetime. I'm taking all my books to him from now on. I just love the guy. But I came out and said, let's be kind. And it's easy to be kind when nothing's frustrating. But kindness. This woman was in her late 30s. She was driving home one night, and she had her two children in a car. And she saw a car with its flashers on alongside the road. And she approached the car. Do you need help? Are you okay? And she said, we call for help. My car's broke down. My husband's fixing my car. And she said, come on in my car with your children. And let me keep your kids warm and let me keep you company. And she did until the help came to fix her car. A week later, there was a knock on her door. And the woman was standing there with flowers. And she says, I just want to thank you. You stayed with us for 2 hours. And the kindness that you gave us, I'll never forget. 15 years later, there was a knock at the door, and the woman was standing there again, the same woman with flowers. She said, I'm not from the United States, as you know. We came here, like my friend from Venezuela, we came from another country. And anytime people talk about the rudeness of Americans, for 15 years, I correct them and I bring up you. Kindness. I want to get better. Not when it's easy to be kind, when I'm frustrated, when I'm tired. I'm telling all of you to keep me accountable out there, my cup people. I'm going to be kinder, and you be kinder too. We all can quit worrying about the speck in someone else's eye. Let's all worry about the log in our own and make a decision that when everybody in our country acted just like us, they would say, that's a marvelous country. They're so kind there. This is Dr. Kevin Elko with the Monday Morning Cup of Inspiration.